Zog de Mishnah, daf kuf chof, omed aleph, the last line. Yoshnu miktsoson yochelu. If part of the chabura fell asleep during the achilas korban pesach, yochelu, they can continue to eat. However, kulon, if they all fell asleep, lo yochelu. There's a new din. We know that the korban pesach cannot be eaten in two mekoymes. If you go to sleep and you wake up, it's like you're in a new place. Are you in the same seat? No, you went to sleep. It's like a hezek hadas, more than hezek hadas. It's like you're a yotza from your original situation, and now it's like you ate the korban pesach in two mekoymes. So if it's miktsason, you can continue to eat. But the miktsas follows the people that are up. Mashen and kulon, if they all fell asleep, then lo yechelu. Zok to Rashbam, yoshnu kulon lo yechelu, im ischilu lecho pischon. If they started to eat the korban pesach, v'yoshnu, and they fell asleep, lo yechelu, they're not allowed to continue eating. Why? The nira ka'ochel pischon bebeit mekoymes. It looks like you're eating korban pesach in two places. The ma'acha she yoshnu, once they fell asleep, hesichu daito neum esich das, lechol oid, to eat. V'choshev leitane kachila shnei mekoymes. It's like eating in two mekoymes. V'chumra ba'almuhu. It's a chumra. The reason is not because it's like two different chaburas before I slept and after I slept there's another chabura. No, bishum deim kein kasha stoma stoma, because we know that a korban pesach could be eaten by two chaburas. That's a stam mishnah in ketzat zoylin. Because I bizoy im kein kasha stoma stoma do be ketzat zoylin so sam long ki Reb Yehuda the pesach necha b'shtei chaburas. Ma she ein kein over here, if this the pshat, then it would be mashma that you not only eat a korban pesach split up by two chaburas, so that's not the pshat. But rather, the problem is two mekoymes. However, Dr. Rashbam, avale eino oichel, but the oichel himself is not allowed to eat b'shnei mekoymes. Hilkach, and that's the reason of the Mishnah. The reason of the Mishnah is not two chaburas, but the reason is two mekoymes. Hilkach, time in the masisim b'shum achila shnei mekoymes. V'hu adin Dr. Rashbam nami b'matze b'zman hazeh, matze that b'zman hazeh that you eat. After you eat matzah choyve b'choyne, which means dafi koymin that we have v'yoshin, and you went to sleep, hefzik achilahi. That hefzik is a hefzik achila, and since matzah is zech l'korban pesach, so you're not allowed to eat matzah b'shnei mekoymes, because matzah is zech l'korban pesach. This chumra that we're saying by korban pesach, chumra it's nigel koycha b'shnei mekoymes, would be applicable by matzah b'zman hazeh, a common situation. The person's very tired, the end of the seder, he's taking the matzah, And he's dafi koyman, and he's falling asleep. If you sleep, it's considered the problem of eating korban pesach b'shnei mekoymes, because it's zechel korban pesach. Zok de Rashbam v'yoshin hefzik achilhu v'shuv lo yoichal v'shum David zechel pesach bezman shebeis mikdash kayim v'chein moichiach b'gemora dafilu bezman hazeh ma'ariv v'tochum even bezman hazeh on the matzah tana. The reason why it would be forbidden is not because and if you go to sleep and you wake up, it's considered you're being mafti after the matzah.
If
this Mishnah is saying that it will be kasha. So my law is freedom in el. So vice says the Mishnah is not telling me that ein maftir nacham matzah v'koymen. That's not the reason why you can't eat after you slept. The reason why you can't eat after you slept is because it's zechel korban pesach, and korban pesach there's a nirak oichel b'shtei mekoymes. So what then by matzah will be applicable. Now the Mishnah continues. Yosh miktsasen yechelu kulon yechelu. Zok the Mishnah kufchof amid beis. Reb Yosi Omer nisnamnu yechelu nirdemu lo yechelu. So the Rashbam says that Reb Yosi is going on the Reisha. Zok the Rashbam areisha koi the koom atanekame yoshnu miktsasen yechelu. That which we said that if miktsasen fell asleep, then you're allowed to continue eating because they followed the other ones. But also, the Meimar comes to Rabbi Yossi and he says, this thing that you say that the Miktsasim followed the other ones is Hanimili Imnis Namnu. That's only if they dozed off. Avalim Nirdmu, even if they're only a Miktsas, if they actually slept, Afilu Miktsasim Lo Yechelu Lichshiru, then they can't eat even when they wake up, because even if there's only Miktsasim, because they slept. Hochi Mucha Begomor Hochi Hilchasa. So it comes out, if we're saying that it's applicable by matzah, so then it doesn't make a difference. You have a whole group, let's say it's all considered one chabur and it's only a miktsas, but a miktsas is not allowed to sleep by matzah, by the matzah machoina, which is zechel korban pesach. So Rabbi Yosi Omer, only by nisnamnu yochelu, only by miktsas by nisnamnu you can be mekel, they follow the other ones that are up.
Mashekin near the muloi. So if you sleep by kufi koimen, you're very tired, there's a problem to continue eating it, even if there's other people, even if you're a miktsas. Near the muloi. Rabbi Yosef in Nistamnu Yochelu, near the muloi Yochelu. Then the Mishnah continues. HaPesach achar chatzois, korban Pesach after Zman of Chatzois, which is the surface Zman of the Achila, metameh hayadayim. It's metameh hayadayim because it's like noiser, and noiser is metameh hayadayim. Rabbanu made a gzera on noiser that's metameh hayadayim in order that the kahanim should not make sure that it doesn't turn into noiser. HaPigul, and the Mishnah continues, HaPigul vaNoiser metameh hayadayim, not just noiser, but Pigul, the machshava chutz zmanoi, is also metameh hayadayim. Pigul and noiser are metameh hayadayim. Zog de Gemara, Reb Yosi Oimer, Nisnamnu Yoichelu, near the Mulo Yoichelu. Hechidomi Nisnamnim, what's called Nisnamnim? Om Ravashi, Nim Veloi Nim, Tir Veloi Tir. He's partially awake, partially sleeping. Kugoin de Koraleva Oni, they call out his name, he answers. Veloi Yodel Adur Svora, but he can't answer Svora. Zog de Rashbam, Svora, they ask him, where did you put so and so? Such items, it's this specific item? So he doesn't know where, he can't answer. But if they remind him, did you put it over here? He's able to say yes or no. So Zog the Gemara, Velo Yodel Adu Yisvara, V'chimatkele, if they remind him, Mitkar, then he remembers. Zog the Gemara following Maisa, Abai Abba Yosef Kamei the Rabbah. Now Rabbah was after the Chum Beis HaMikdash. He was with Rabbah by Seder. Chozak the Komen Namnem. He saw he was being Misnamnem. Omale, Meinam Konoyim Mar. You're being Misnamnem. Omale, Minume Komen Namnem. V'tanan, Nisnamnu Yochelu near the Mulay Yochelu. There's no problem. You're right. I'm being Misnamnim. But by Misnamnim, the din is Yochelu. And near the Mu is Takalo Yochelu. So Mela, I'm able to eat. And there's no problem of Shtei Mekoimis. Now, over here, we're talking about Bizman Achar Churban. If it's Achar Churban, so there's no Korban Pesach. There's no Nirik Shtei Mekoimis. It was either going on the Matzah that was Zechel Korban Pesach. And on that, he says, I'm a near the Mu. And near the Mu, I mean, not near the Mu, I'm sorry, I'm only Nisnamnu, so there's no problem, even Bizman Azeh, even if you want to say that Matzah is connected to Korban Pesach, and the din of the Matzah Achreini has to be done in such a oifen, I'm only Nisnamnu, so there won't be a problem. There is a tzad, the Bala Itur learns, that this near them was taka by the Suda. That means after he ate the Achilas Matzah, it was by the Suda. And now the question is, if this is considered the din of near the Mu, would it also be applicable to after the Achilas Matzah? So then it's like a hefzik, and you have to make a bracha again on the matzah that you eat b'achroina, and that would be the problem of the near the mur or the nistamnu or near the mur. L'halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Kufayin Ches, that during a suda, if a person is falls asleep, so then shenis are is something else. But if it's a shenis kva, so then it's a hefzik, and you have to make a bracha again. So sometimes people during the Seder, they're so tired, they take a nap, can't go to the couch and take an actual nap. That'll be a problem. Now this din of Nisnamnim and Nirdim, Toises and Nafkuf Yutes on Mebeis, the Mamaschel Omer Rav, says specifically it's only going on Pesach. A Pesach cannot be eaten Mishnei Mekoimis, but Matzah could be eaten Mishnei Mekoimis. And he doesn't learn this Sugya Legabi Matzah, Dafka Legabi Pesach. Not like this Rashbam that says that's going on Matzah also, Matzah which is Zechel Korban Pesach. That really would be the totally in the din of, is a din of ein maftirin achar matzah fikoymen, or is it only ein maftirin achar pesach fikoymen? If the din is ein maftirin achar matzah fikoymen, so then even by matzah, you misalik yisuda if you went to sleep. So it's ein maftirin achar matzah fikoymen. It would be a problem. As it's like the Magnesha Behedya in Chometz Matzah in Shitza Rambam. Zog the Gemara weiter ha-pesach ha-chatzois metames yedayim. Alma, we see from him chatzoyis havele noiser. Once it hits chatzoyis, it's called noiser. Man tanom Rav Yosef Rablozer ben Azayi. The Tanya v'ochlis abosa b'layla hazeh. It says clearly that the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, is eaten b'layla hazeh tzli eish. Rablozer ben Azayi oimer nema kam b'layla hazeh. It says by Korban Pesach b'layla hazeh v'nema lahalon. And it says by Makas b'choyres v'avati b'ez Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. Malahalon at chatzoyis. Makas b'choyres took place by chatzoyis. It was b'layla hazeh. It was exactly by chatzoyis. So Afkan at chatzois. So it starts from the night until chatzois. That's the laila hazeh. There's a heckers of a laila exer shova. We're comparing laila hazeh to laila hazeh. Just like v'ocha hazeh bosa b'laila hazeh. And v'avayti be'etz v'tzayim b'laila hazeh. Zok the blood of Zaya. That just like over there it's chatzois. So here also, the zman achilas pesach is only until chatzois. Sagt die Gemara, Amar le Rabbi Akiva, weil ein Nehmar chipozoin. After all, it says back on Pesach, vachaltem oisar bichipozoin. And we learn over here that the zman of Achilas Pesach is atchas chipozoin. Until when? Until the morning. Which says, loisets ish mi Pesach beisar ad boiker. So in Mela, the zman of Aloisa Shachar, that's the zman when Kaiso left Mitzrayim, that's the zman of chipozoin. So Mela, what do you tell me? Gzer shavab lai lazer. It says the zman of Achilas is what? Vachalta moise b'chipozoin, until this man of chipozoin. Are you going to tell me, im keima tamud loimal, balaylo? So, ebezoi, what are you going to do with the word balaylo? After all, you're telling me there's a pasuk of balaylo, what are you going to do with that? So, k'mol yochay nechal kekochim b'yoim. You might think that Pesach is like all kochim, and kochim are eaten in the daytime. So, tamud loimal, balaylo, balaylo nechal v'nechal b'yoim. That's what you need balaylo for. You need balaylo not for the gzeres shova to tell me chatzos. You need balaylo to tell me that it's not like all the kochim and it's eaten in the daytime. But lo'olam is mani is Dr. Bekiva until shaski posen, which is until alois. So our mission, it says clearly that it's metame b'yodayim b'chatzos. HaPesach achatzos metames yodayim is b'shitzes b'loz b'nezayah. That is man achila. It becomes noiser after chatzos, and then it's metame yodayim. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not metame, it's not noise until alois. So it's not metame yodayim b'chatzos. Zok di gemara, v'Rabbi Akiva, hay hazeh mai ovid lei. At the end of the day, what does he dash with the word hazeh? So he said what Halayla is telling me. What's hazeh telling me? Zok di gemara, mi boyalei, he needs it to tell me as follows. Limute laila achehu de'osa. After all, the Pesach is only eaten that night. It's not eaten the night afterwards. Because you might think, Salkedai Chamina, you might think, Hoylu Pesach Kochim Kalim. After all, it's a Kochim Kalim. The Shlomim is Kochim Kalim. Shlomim is also Kochim Kalim. And you should learn one from another. Ma Shlomim Echolim Shnei Yomim. V'layla Echo. Just like the Kochim Shlomim is eaten. 2 days, the day it shechted. And the following day, and the night in between. So Av Pesach, you might think that it's like a Korban Shlomim. So Uki Leilas Mokum Yomim. Yes, it has to be eaten at night, but maybe it's 2 nights and a day in between. V'yenechel Shnei Leilois V'yoyim Echod. It should be eaten 2 nights and 1 day in between. Now the Rashbam over here has two lishnas, if it means excluding the day in between or even including the day in between. Zok the Rashbam. That the daytime will not be a psul in the achila afterwards. Bishul amtonas hayoyim v'yochlenu b'leila sheni. Kamash v'lon. So that's what the chiddush is, that it's not eaten for 2 nights. But Avada was no tzad to eat in the daytime. V'chem pirish rabbeinu miseches brachas. That's what Rashi learns in brachas too. V'lini rezok Rashbam sha'af b'yoyim shebenetayim yo'ochel. It can even be eaten that not just the 2 nights, but even the day in between. Balayla hazeh lo yibola mayit el yoyim shchitosoy shelifnei laylo. Balayla hazeh is coming to be a mayit the day of the shchita before the night. Shel Pesach. Av mikan ve'elech, but once you're allowed to eat at night, so yechlen adam u'dashach shalel sheni, then you should be able to eat it all the way till the end of the second night of the end of the second night. Komashlon that no, it's only laylo echod. But in the tzad it would stay laylos v'yoyim echod, it would include the yoyim in between. That's what Rashbam would learn, not like Rashi. So Kaparim, this is all the Havamina. And that the Gemara says, Kosar Achmona Hazeh. So that's why Rebbe Kiva needs Hazeh. He needs Hazeh to tell me that it's only eaten the first night and not the second night. Zok the Gemara of Rebbe Loza ben Azariah, Omaloch, how does he know this? L'chari doesn't have a pasuk for this din. Zok the Gemara, he knows that it's only the first night. Miloy Shasiru Ad Boiker Nafka. It says, Loisir Ad Boiker. Loisir Ad Boiker means after the first night, by Alois of the first. V'Rabbi Akiva, we would tell you, no, that's not a raya. The reason he learned from Hazeh is because Lois Asiru maybe means the second night. Omaloch, Ilokos Rachmona Hazeh, if not for Hazeh, Avamina, my Boiker, Boiker Sheni. So, Mela, you need Hazeh to tell me after the first night. V'Rabbi Lezer, and as I would say, Omaloch, Koleezer, the Kos Rachmona Boiker, it's Boiker Rishon. There's no tzat to mean that it means Boiker Sheni. So, Mela, if that's the pshat, obviously, it means loisimen and breaker. It means breaker rishon. So, mele, you don't need hazet to tell me this, and there's no tzad that it will be eaten for shnei leilois. That's the belozav and azayin of Akiva. He says the machloikas. When is the soiv's man of achila korn pesach? Is it by chatzos? And that's the belozav and azayin shita. Provided by eretz mitzrayim belayla hazeh. Mala hazeh lahalon it's chatzos. So to korn pesach it's bechatzos. V'ochel belozav belayla hazeh. Or Rebbe Akiva shita that it's until alois. Because after all, it's Zman Chipozen, the Chipozen, not of of the Mitzrim, because the chipazon of Mitzrim was by Chatzos, the chipazon of Klai Yisrael when Klai Yisrael left Loisetzis Pesach Beisa at Boiker.
Now the Rashbam says over here that even according to Rabbi Akiva, there is a din hachoka to lechatchila eat it by Chatzos. Zok to Rashbam, Rabbi Lozer ben Azayi. What is the Blazim Azayi Shita is the Nafkale Mikod Achilas Pesach at Chatzos? He holds that the Be'ikar Din Achilas Pesach at Chatzos. Umi Chatzos Ave Noisa. V'haydech Siv Loisigum Menu Ad Boiker. Aye, it says it's till the morning is only Noisa. That's the Sreifa also. That's tell me the midst of Sreifa. That Boiker Laba Sreifu. Ketanim Fekam the Brochus. Rabbi Lozer ben Azayi Oime Be'erev Ato Zeveach. Ukevo HaShemesh Ato Oichel. Be'erev Ben Abayim Yushecht. Ukevo HaShemesh After tzeis, at the oichel you eat it. Mo yitzeis chum mitzrayim. At the soyrev, and you soyrev only mo yitzeis chum mitzrayim, meaning b'shas chipozen when you actually left in the morning. Avok Rebbe Kiva de polig alei, lo mitukma, de le didei la havelei noisa ad the boiker. For him it's ad noisa until the boiker. But lo mitami daim, elo mi boiker ve'elch, it's only mitami daim, the noisa only becomes from boiker. Not like a blazim zayi that's noisa from chatzois. Va'af agav zog dosh bam. Dile didei nami achilas psochim at chatzois. Be'etzim he doesn't argue on the din of a blazim zayi. Achilas psochim is also to chatzois. K'din l'chol ane chol in the yoyim v'laylo. That rabbonu da'av de rachok yisera l'achis odem in avera. This is a din in the brochus da'v beis. K'din nam fekam in the brochus. Shem yoychamenu l'achis olamu da'shacha. This is a hachoka that we make that you have to stop at chatzois. V'yishchai of course. Umutev shivoyu kochem l'beis apsul. It's better to stop early. Lemayit manichilosoi shalulecha achatzois mishiyechal ad boikav yom lede kos, because you might come eat it too after alois. So even if Akiva agrees, there's a chok rabbana made even if the beetsim it's not nice until the morning. So Yisoidi he agrees, but lemayit sebediyeved it's mutter even after chatzois. Now this is obviously the Yisoidi tika machlokes legabe afikoymen. We eat afikoymen before chatzos. That's why we pass on Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because we pass on like a blood of Mezayah. Now, the Tanai of the Abnei Nezer, Kiyadua, is according to blood of Mezayah, after chatzos, it's ready to pass the Zman. So that's not the Zman of an Issa Achila. The Issa Achila is that there has to be the last thing in your mouth until the end of the Zman of the Achila. But after the Zman of Achila, the next morning you're allowed to eat. So within after Chatzos, you would allow to eat according to Blazim Nazariah. So Ebazoi, you eat before Chatzos, Dr. Avnenezer, and you say if the loss like Blazim Nazariah, what I'm eating now is Afrikoimen. And if the loss is, and then you wait till after Chatzos, and then you continue if you move Shulchan Aruch, you continue Shulchan Aruch 5 minutes after Chatzos, so now you're allowed to eat. And if the loss was not like Blazim Nazariah, so then what I ate now is an Achila Ba'alma, and I'm going to eat Afrikoimen at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's the Tanai of Davni Nezer. The Biskov says you don't need to make a Tanai for Keret, because according to Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbonin say you have to be Marachik too. We just said in Rashbam, you have to be Marachik, you have to stop at Chatzos. No, you eat before Chatzos. And according to Blood Mazayah, after Chatzos, it's not the Zman of the Achil anymore. So then you can continue eating Yosuda, and then you eat Matzah Brachoina after that. Akaponim, this is the famous Tanai of Davni Nezer in order to have the Achilas Afikoyim, and if you can't make it by Chatzos. Avada the Chatchila, you should try to make it by Chatzos, and likewise have the Kois Revi by Chatzos also. Zok the Gemara weiter, Omar Rove, Ochal Matze bizman hazeh acha Chatzos. If you ate Matzah, I'm not talking about Afikoyim, I'm talking about the Mitzachilas Matzah. If you ate it after Chatzos, the Chablozer ben Azayi, lo yotzi de Chavosoi. You're not yotzi de Chavosoi. The Gemara Pshita, what's a Havmina? Of course not. The chayv and the iskish le Pesach, ke Pesach adomi. We know matzah is hukash to Pesach, and Pesach has to be by chatzos, so matzah too. So the more amount of time you might think, ho afke kro mehekesha. After all, matzah was excluded from the hekesh because there was a tzad to say that ma shvir reshus av sheish yom reshus. So it was hufka. So and then we said it was hadra because of erev teichel matzahs. But lemaise was afke kro mehekesha. When the Pasuk brings back and says, it goes back to Milsa Kamaisa, and Mele, it's like a Matzim Roim Yechlua, it's like the Korm Pesach, and just like Pesach has to be by Chatzos, so too Matzah has to be by Chatzos, and you cannot eat the Matzah after Chatzos. The Tos over here says, this is the Halacha. Omar Rove, Ochal Matzah Bizman Azeh, you're not Yoitza after Chatzos, Zok Tos says, Yesh Beforshim, the Kech Halacha. The Sosa Mastisa Kavosei. So Mele, Stam Mishnah is like a Blazim Nazaya. Chatzos. So we see clearly established over the analogy of Loz Mazaya. Hainu vada mid the Raisa. Ubosa ochi posul lemechal. Aval hodam gonna hek the chalom vemurim at chatzois. That which we find in the beginning of brochas. That hek the chalom vemurim is to chatzois. Can we bring brochas? Lavel mid rabbonon. That's rabbonon dekadin. That's our chokka. Afilu Loz Mazaya. Mishum hochi im ikab lahakter at chatzois. Le nifsal bekach. Dominateru hoyu ksheirim ad aboyker. Vichachomelos is yog ledover. Lavil mebes absul karim azman. So, Kopon and Toises is Shokal Vittori in this Halacha Lemaisa. If we pass on like a Blozim Nazaya, even though, and that's the Mashmois of the Stam Mishnah over here, or we pass on like a Bakiva, and you have until Alois. Now, La Halacha, we pass on Tak in Shulchan Aruch that Matzah cannot be eaten after Chatzos. The Mishaburu says you don't make a Brocha. Legabi Afi Koyman, we have to be Machmir also to have it before Chatzos, like we said, because it's Zechel Korim Pesach. Now the Gemara over here that makes a hekesh that matzah is like hukash le Pesach, and just like Pesach is ad chatzos, so we're in the matzah. So because of this, there's a tzad in the achronim that even the maisa asiya of the matzah should be done like Pesach, and that's the whole inyan of matzah's mitzvah of baking the matzahs after chatzos, meaning erev Pesach, because after chatzos erev Pesach is the man of akrovis of the Asiyas Korban Pesach, so within the matzahs hukash le Pesach, so mele there's an inyan to be over the matzahs dafka bizman of the Korban Pesach. Some say halal then even, but the point is the nafkamina would be because a mashu of chometz is bottle korban bizmanoi, but by after chatzos a mashu of chometz is not bottle. So on the same time that you're being mahader, you have to be very careful because a mashu is not bottle. We'll stop over here by the two dots, three lines before the bottom.